day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We are dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
All right, welcome back. Strong market pressure continued to be seen throughout the live cattle futures today, which held triple-digit losses in nearby contracts. Corn prices were lower in light trade today. December corn futures about a cent lower. Stock markets were higher in light trade. The Dow Jones is 9 points higher, while NASDAQ is up 2 points. In live cattle, triple-digit losses were seen in October and December futures, with traders focused on the overall lack of buyer interest seen in nearby contract months. Although narrow gains have slowly developed in deferred futures, the overall weak tone of the market carried over from Monday. Today's limit losses kept most buyers bearish. In feeder cattle, futures stabilized slightly today with prices mixed in a wide range, although firm pressure continued to hold in October through January contracts, with triple-digit losses seen in October futures. Light buyer support, though, trickled back into the complex. This allowed for increased buyer activity to slowly but steadily move into the complex and instill a sense of stability throughout the market. Grain futures were little changed today after attempts to firm overnight faltered ahead of the start of trading in Europe. Corn prices, though, were fractionally lower as the overnight session headed down the home stretch. December futures held support from its move above the trend line off summer highs, but managed to stay in a 2 cent range, capped to the upside by the 25-day moving average at around 354 and a quarter. Soybeans were down but started to move back towards overnight lows. Slower than normal harvest progress, though, firm prices early in the overnight session, but the gains did not last. That had November futures battling to hold its breakout from a wedge around 968 and three quarters. Rains moved through the center west of Brazil, which helped dampen prices yesterday. More rain is in the forecast for the next 2 weeks, though some areas may remain too dry for planting. And finally, wheat prices were a little lower in quiet overnight trade. Winter wheat contracts rallied to new one-month highs on Monday, while Minneapolis confirmed a move above its six-week downtrend. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.